Hey there, welcome to another episode of Fans of Motion, the Ultimate Night Ranger podcast. Joining me and the Florida man, Dave Nadelman, are these two individuals below me. Now, listen, they look like mere mortals here, but really they've been telling the story of these outrageous galaxy adventurers named Metal Warrior. But you, us earthly beings know them as, hey, look at that. Know them as Carrie Kelly and Greg Cook. Carrie, Greg, how you guys doing? Thank you for spending time from protecting the five galaxies and all that stuff
Oh
and
yeah,
joining
man.
us.
We're doing great, brother. Thank you for having us here, man. I'm broadcasting live in front of your naked steaming eyes here from Evolve Brewing in Las Vegas, and Greg is in.
I am on the road in San Diego on the way to a pre-release event for the record. In downtown San Diego, associated with Comic-Con, and yeah, you're right, Joshua. We got to defend the galaxies, for righteousness, with Metal Warrior.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if I was going to have to defend the galaxies from, the five galaxies, I don't know if Carrie Kelly would be on my list of the first people I'd call. It's like,
Okay. I got to just jump right in defense of his, wide level of prowess. I mean, if you need to have some enemy's face melted off with guitar riffs, who else would you call?
Exactly. Who else are
Really?
you going to call?
Well,
I think you have
I guess you're right. I mean, or I guess you could use, we could call Levy and get some keyboard riffs in there too. But
Oh, we have very little keyboards, if anything, on this. It's a real rock record.
I will say this. This you sent me this these links, I don't know, probably a year or so ago. You didn't send anything with it. Now, me and Carrie will send some music back to each other, different bands that we've heard, and I think I sent you something that sounded like The Cure once, and
Oh,
you're
yeah.
like, what's this? And so it wasn't surprising to get something Metal Warrior. I had no idea who it was, and listen to him, like, dude, this is really good shit. Who is this? And then I never hear back from you, and it's just like, oh, okay, whatever. And then finally the information, leaks out and comes out. And so let's start, everybody, this is a Night Ranger podcast. Y'all know who Carrie Kelly is. He's the guy that's probably, hitting you in the head with guitar picks three or four times during the show. For those that don't know, his partner in crime here in the Metal Warrior Project is Greg Cook. Greg is the co-founder of Stone Brewing. I don't know what else you've been doing besides the Stone Brewing and the Metal Warrior. Greg, how did you and Carrie cross paths?
Is this our official meet cute story, as they call
Yes. How did you guys get that twinkle in each other's eyes for each other?
it? It was a very long time ago. Greg can kind of tell the story if he would like, but our first meeting, it was like, I don't know, 35 years ago. You could tell the story, Greg.
Well, yeah, every bit 35. Yeah, so I built in downtown LA, opened up at the very end of 1989, music rehearsal studio facility. And it turns out, a band that KK was playing with was a tenant there. I mean, we maybe barely met, because frankly, KK wasn't the one signing the rent checks. So when I, it was that time of the month, I wasn't going to him for the rent check. So I don't think we
We
have a
were trying to
special.
avoid, yeah, we were trying to avoid Greg. It was like the rent's due. I'm like hiding.
Now, KK, you tell me, like, what do you have? You have any real recollection of me in that time?
Yeah, no, I think we had a couple of little run-ins here and there. I mean, we just knew that you were the owner of the facility. And when we say this facility, Josh, it's still going in downtown LA. And I think Greg had two of them down there at one point, but it's like a five-story type of a building thing, and you've got like 20 rooms on every floor, and bands would rent them out for the month. You know what I mean? So you'd pay your whatever it was, I don't even know, $300 a month or 400, and you can go there and rehearse at any time of the day. But yeah, I wasn't the one paying the money usually. I mean, we had to try to find money, scrape money from any stripper we could get it from or whatever it was back then.
Nice.
But the bass player, our bass player, was actually the one that would typically be the one that they would track down and do it. But basically, that was our original contact. And then later on, about I don't know, 16 or 17 years ago or something, we reconnected more on the craft beer front. You know, Greg could tell us a little bit of his story if he'd like, you know, about Stone Brewing, you know, one of the greatest craft beer companies, you know, in America. And then us starting Aces and Ales originally, and now Evolve Brewing in Vegas. So, and then we kind of just obviously have continued our friendship from that point, more on a daily basis than accounting, chasing the rent basis, you know.
Well,
You know, it's just that it's interesting how our stories kind of just are woven together at a few different touch points along the way. And you know, I think it's also really interesting is that at that same era when KK was at the rehearsal studios with his band, my partner in Stone Brewing was rehearsing at the studios with the band. And I didn't really, I met him, but his name's Steve Wagner, and that's who I started Stone with. I met him, but I really didn't get to know him in that era either. And we reconnected a few years later just by chance. And then that led to the starting of Stone. So, it's quite interesting how, you know, the journeys that life takes you on.
So that I guess that you could say that rehearsal studio was a magic place.
Now, what you
And
guys.
now instead of you know, 20 rooms on, you know, on a 5-story building per floor, it's we've got we're in a around the corner, and it's 100 rooms per floor on two different floors of a 4-story building. So it's still, you know, going strong, and it's all about rock and roll, and that's why I started that in the first place, because I went to GIT back in the 80s, and you know, I was a wannabe, where KK was a actually being, you know, so the big difference, but that's where the, you know, all kind of converged, and so now I get to be you know, a semi B. I'm still, but KK is still the B guy, whatever. How do you describe this?
So you when
So
you guys
that's the
re
backstory.
when you guys reconnected, you know, over the craft beer, you know, the love of craft beer. One, this is like when the I would, you know, the craft beer thing was kind of like, I won't say in its infancy, but it definitely wasn't, I
It wasn't
think,
mainstream.
the juggernaut that it is now. So, you know, it wasn't like, you know, you could just run into anybody and mention, you know, craft beer and they, oh yeah, you know, now everybody's into it. But did you guys connect musically as well then, or did that come later, you know, with, you know, the craft beer and you know, talking about it and forming your
I
friendship about it?
remember, you know, he so a guy by the name of Chris Cochran, who worked with me. Stone, he had met KK previously, and on a visit when KK and Brandy had come down to visit the Stone Brewing World Bistro and Gardens in Escondido, and he was there having lunch one day, and I came out and met him, and we just fell in conversation. I don't remember exactly, you know, how that went, whether we, you know, got into and figured out the rehearsal studio thing at that time or what it was, but KK was on his way to doing Aces and Ales, and was just super interested in getting into the beer side combo. And I, of course, was more than happy to do that too.
So you guys have this friendship for many years, and then Metal Warrior, how does that idea get started? Because it's not just a record. I mean, you have all these graphic novels, you have an illustrator, you know, there's a lot going on there. A record, you just write stories, but now you got to have something tied in with the storyline and a lot going on there. Just how does that idea spark and where do you go from there?
Well, you know, I could kind of jump in on this, and then Greg can continue it into the more of the stories and the comics, et cetera. But he had contacted me, and it's been a few years, to be honest, because this project, it's a very big and vast project, as you know, which we'll dive into. But originally, it was, you know, we had the four characters, or he had the idea of the four characters, and he said, "Hey, can you do some, like, what we call like bumper music, which are like short little pieces, like, you know, 30 second, 1 minute, you know, 60 second kind of pieces for these characters? You know, one guy's the bass guy and one's the drummer, and then blah blah blah, metal warrior." And I go, "Fuck yeah, that sounds cool." I'm like, "I'll do it, you know, at the studio at my house, you know." And so I did these little bumper music pieces for these characters. And then I think Greg just had the idea that, you know, they sounded rad and they were cool to develop this more into what we have today. And it took time, like I said, into the comics, you know, into full songs, which turned out to be the double album, which took a lot of time. But it the original, you know, germination of the whole thing was just these four little bumper music pieces that were for each character, you know, drums, bass, guitar, you know, the vocalist. And then Greg came up with this huge idea about building this universe and the comic book story, which is, you know, the 9 books that we have coming out, which takes you on a whole journey, Skiden's journey. But that's what it was. It's basically the bumper music. And then Greg wanted to develop it more. And I said, hell yeah, let's develop it. And here we are today, a few years later, to be honest with you. But Greg can talk more about the stories and things like that.
All right, now Greg, correct whatever you need to correct that Carrie just said. Is that true?
I'd say Carrie got nearly all of it correctly. Which is that, are you guys not used to that? Are you used to having to
No. It's always good. So, so let so let me ask you this. I want to what Carrie said. You had these characters, right, in your head. How
Well, I mean, I can elaborate just a little bit. So I had this crazy idea. I don't even know where it came from. You know, the shower, you know, rolling over in the middle of the night, who knows? And you know, I thought it would be really cool to take inspiration from a lot of stuff out there. And you know, whether it's a Star Wars or Guardians of the Galaxy or, you know, Guar or, you know, and just a freaking one of the best metal shows you've ever been to. You know, blend, put them all into a giant blender, mix it around, and add in our own, you know, our own DNA to it. So this guy by the name of Ben Fellows, he's an artist that I'd worked with very briefly at Stone. He did a guest art project for us at Stone. And I just really loved his art, and he was just a cool guy to work with. So I contacted him about this, and he was like all over it. He was just so enthusiastic about it. It was during the pandemic, and he honestly, I can remember now, he sent me an email back and he says, I wanted to thank you so much for this because I have been in, you know, not a good place during this pandemic, you know, like so many people. And I'm just excited to have something like this to work on. So actually, this was in 21. That was 2020 when he did the guest art can. So we cooked up this together, created these four characters, and that's when I, you know, told KK about it because we made him into a metal band that, you know, fights for righteous battles and travels the five galaxies, spreading the word of metal for righteousness. And yeah, there you go. We did the bumpers. I came in, you know, he invited me up to his studios. We started, you know, getting into the writing process and came up with those short versions that we both loved. I thought they were really great.
So, you know, you come up with a story. Now, Carrie, I mean, Greg, are you getting with Carrie to, write music? Are you telling Carrie, hey, I want something along these lines? Or Carrie, are you submitting stuff? And Greg, are you then rearranging it to fit what you need? How does that songwriting process work where you take the music and blend it with the book?
I kind of think it's yes, and yes. I mean, really, because right, there's no strict formulaic approach to it. You know, maybe most typically KK will send me you know, a handful of riffs and some, you know, some prior progressions and chord changes, you know, all these ideas, and I'll start formulating, you know, what story do we want the song to tell, or you know, what angle, because all the songs are written by the band. And from their perspectives, as you know, intergalactic characters, and so you know, we are, it's channeling through us to do all this, and so we just get in and just start kind of cutting and pasting and piecing and finding out the flow and finding out how the lyrics will go and how the pieces of the story fit together.
The videos are insane. I mean, it's basically a movie, those videos you guys. I mean, they're fantastic.
Thank you for the video compliment. I actually, he, you know, not only is Jared Cotton, the guy who does the videos, an amazing storyteller when it comes to the visual medium, he's also a very good driver.
Driver.
And And
He's an Uber
you know,
driver.
so
He's an Uber
it's
driver on the
yep.
side.
Exactly.
Well,
So you just got a compliment on your video skills. Much appreciated.
what I want to also stress is
Josh, I'm going to tell you about the songs because, and this ties into Night Ranger and things as well. But like Greg kind of said, like usually what I do when we go, because we got to find time to get together. Greg kind of, I live in Orange County, California, of course, and I'm out here in Vegas a lot. Greg's in Maui and San Diego and other places. So we got to kind of figure out how we can get 2 or 3 days to work on the song. So before that, I'll come up with like 3 or 4 ideas, and you don't make them whole songs, like a 4 or 5 minute song, but maybe a 1 minute idea, and send them to Greg. And then he goes, "Oh man, I really like that song number 1 and 3. When we get together September 4th, let's like develop those." And then we kind of make them into, like you said, what songs do we need, what story do we need on those songs. But kind of that's how that goes. And even on the Night Ranger tip, for instance, because I know you guys are Night Ranger heavy over there. I see the poster in the background. It's kind of like the same thing, but it's a little bit different. You know me, I'll have ideas, and I'll send them to Jack. And then when I go to Jack's house, usually is where we do the finish the writing. He, Jack and I, he'll go, "Wow, that one's really good, and that, let's work on those," or whatever. But you'll have a bunch of little song ideas. But what's cool about this project, and I've said it in other podcasts we've done or interviews, is that when you're writing for Night Ranger, for instance, or Alice or whomever, Slash or this or that, you kind of have that in your mind. Like obviously Metal Warrior songs would not be fit for Night Ranger at all. I give him the check and he's gonna go, "What the fuck is this?" So you're always thinking Night Ranger, you're the Alice or blah blah blah. But on this, I have the freedom to germinate, start these ideas as whatever I think kind of sounds rad. Then Greg kind of goes, "Wow, that one's really cool," or "That one's cool," and then we start developing it. So it's kind of like very liberating to do whatever. And that's why we come up with these songs that I think are interesting. We have some songs that are regular format, like 3 or 4 minutes, typical. Then we have these songs that are fucking 10-minute epics that take you on these story journeys and the story and ups and downs and tempos and peaks and valleys. It's like whatever we want, whatever we think sounds cool, we do here. So for me, that's awesome.
And I want to stress, like, listen, I've had this music for a while, and I didn't need a graphic novel or like a backstory to enjoy the music. It's not like if you just got the CD, you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? You can enjoy the music just straight up. But when I got the graphic novels and the actual physical copies, now it's like I'm intrigued, like, okay, well, I've listened to Serenity 100 times. How does it fit into here? So, like, to me, it was an interesting concept where I had music, I have it in my head what it means, and then all of a sudden you throw in, I guess, like,
Story, I
a physical representation of the music, and now it's like, okay, well, I've listened to this song 100 times. I guess I've formed my own ideas about what that song meant. And now it's, about this character, saving, the galaxies. And now I got to dive into that.
And let me just tell you, I'm going to take this moment to tell you what an amazing songwriting partner KK is. And I really mean this. This is going to maybe even get a little bit awkward, and I apologize for that in advance. But so back before I started the rehearsal studios in the 80s, when I gone to guitar school, I had dreamed I wanted to be, in the rock and roll business. I wanted to be in a songwriter. But as a songwriter, and I did some decent stuff. I think it's okay. There's a few things I was proud of, and I would work with some different songwriting partners from time to time. But never did I have a situation like it is working with KK, because what's so unique for me with him is that he is such a go for it guy. So I got that monkey brain a little bit. No, that sucks. That's probably going to be really stupid. All that kind of thing. And KK, I don't know. Either he hasn't done it, or he doesn't got it, or he's learned how to tune it out for such a long time,
Yeah.
and which is great because I'll go, oh, okay, I was thinking about this, like Skiden's voice is, really early though, but I do the vocals like that, I'm always going, ah, serenity and such, doing a super bad job right now, but I usually warm up a little bit first. But I'm like on this one song, I think Skiden should rap. And having that low voice and do a bit of a rap, it was very incongruous. Where does that belong in a metal tune? And KK was just like, let's go for it. Let's just start doing it. Here's the mic. And he would point to the mic and I put it right in my face. And we would just start doing it. And I love the result. I mean, it took some iterations and it took, us massaging it, figuring out where the cadence was and how the lyrics work. But I like this, and I also liked it. Said we can do anything with the music. Back in the day, I would try and write these personal songs. Like if I was going to write a song about love, what would I write about? If I was going to write about, this kind of thing, how would I do that? And it was always hard for me. But with these characters, I'm like, oh, if I want to write a song from the perspective of Skiden and what he thinks about, how he feels after battle, that just it just flows for me. It just flows. It's just really easy for me to do that. So I've just learned that that's the kind of songwriter I am as a lyricist and, in song structure, telling stories. And that really segues to the graphic novels, is telling these stories.
And I think what I liked about the record, and it's kind of what Carrie said, is you go in a lot of cool directions, right? You get straight up rock, you get, these, I won't say like an opus, but you get something that's 8 minutes long where you're here, then you're there, and and it's different vocals. And you guys have a I can't remember her name, but a female singer that
Yes. Yeah.
that's
Queen Va.
That's the character's name,
Va is the
correct?
character. Yeah.
All
Yep.
right.
Yep.
Well, not the character, but the real Defender of the Galaxy, Queen Va. And but it's like you get like a little bit like a say like an Evanescence, and I love that differential where it's like some bone crunching guitars, and all of a sudden you get this, this beautiful voice singing, and then you get more crunching guitars, then you get like this demonic, sound, and then like I said, you got straight up rock, and then you got stuff that. I don't want to compare it to like Yes, but it's stuff to where you're just on a journey. And
Yeah,
okay,
it
where's
just
it?
works together. It all works together.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, some of the songs, like especially the bigger songs, the 6, 8, 10 minute songs, the epics I call them, are like journeys and yeah, more progressive rock or progressive metal or whatever, because they do have those such ups and downs, and it's like I said, it's so cool just to be able to do what we think is rad at the end of the day, instead of trying to fit on some format,
And what I like too is, the like I've always been a vinyl guy, even back in the late 80s, throughout the 90s, when it was great to be a vinyl guy, because hey, Led Zeppelin, $3, cool. Now it's I can't go Led Zeppelin, $30. Ah, shit. But I always liked vinyl, especially on all my classic records, because that's what the artwork was designed for. Right. The artwork for Iron Maiden wasn't designed for a fucking little cassette or a CD. It was designed for vinyl. And when I got this in the mail, the Metal Warrior package you guys sent me, I'm surprised the fucking mailman didn't need a dock dolly for the vinyl, because I mean, it was,
Yeah.
as a vinyl guy.
That's basically how we, that's how we do it. We come out of the gate with a trifold double album. It's like, who else is going to do that? But us, I guess. It's
With
people.
a 40, what is it? A 38 page, 46 page, full size, insert in with, all graphically intense with all the lyrics and everything. Yeah. So yeah, it's a
Well,
robust package.
that's what got me, like, where I was saying, I've had this music for a while, it's in my head, and then I get, this thing.
Yeah.
And
Oh my God.
thank God it's a lot of pictures, because I don't like to read. But
Yeah.
but it is, it's just awesome. And like, so the album is broken up into like four chapters,
Yes.
which coincide with the graphic novels. But I mean, where's the chess piece one?
Loosely. That's the battle will be won.
Yeah, right here. I just thought this was the and the whole book is like that. All right, just fantastic artwork, and we got a lot of vinyl guys on the page. You got like the red with the
Oh,
black
is that what
smoke.
you got the red one? Okay,
Yep.
cool. I was wondering which one you had, because that I'm gonna talk about the album. So, we have different colored splatters, of course, which are very cool. You got the red. I think we have yellow, and we have another green one, I believe, green something, green and red splatter or something like that. And then, of course, what else do we do? We have a picture disc version. Yes, you can believe your ears. We have a double album picture disc version, as well as the CDs and the cassettes. If anybody owns a cassette, there's a CD, a cassette player, you can get a cassette. The only thing we could not find out how to do was an 8-track, but we didn't try too hard. But we have cassettes, various albums, and the CD. It's incredible.
Now, what is great, even with this, we just our prior episode that we had last week, we unboxed everything, opened this stuff up for the first time, and the CD. As much as I sometimes bitch about the artwork and stuff on the CDs, I mean, this was fantastic in itself. I mean, Trifold has the booklet. Now the CD does have a bonus disc that had different variations of songs and some without the vocals and all that. So you do got an incentive to get this. And I did see on Amazon where you could order the cassette. Cassettes are real big. I remember a couple years ago watching Ringo Starr on one of the late night shows, and they're asked him about physical media or something. And he's like talking, like he basically said that the biggest seller he has is cassette tapes.
Oh my God.
So there you go. But listen.
I'm buying a cassette player just so I can play our cassette.
And listen, you need the vinyl. So you got the map of the five galaxies.
Yeah.
I think I was there last week.
Oh, really? What corner of the five galaxies did you go to? And
Well,
who
listen.
created the temporal rift or the time space dimension construct
Well,
for you to get from here to
the
there?
temporal,
I think that was after he took a couple of Eric Levy's pills.
yeah, the temporal rift was when I was at Evolve and I had beer number six, the mango or the grapefruit IPA.
There
I
you
drank about three of those and I ended up in the Braxinian cluster somewhere.
go. Okay. That would explain it. That would
So,
explain it.
Carrie, you said that there's three different variants, color variants?
Yeah, I believe there's three different variants and the picture disc. So four, literally picture disc.
You just quadrupled my spending. Thank you.
It's incredible. I mean, if we're going to do something, we're just literally going all the
Sure.
way. You know what I mean? It's like, why not?
Well, what's crazy, what was great too about the record was so, some of these songs were already available on YouTube, and I get the CD. I thought, okay, I already got my favorites. I got, Firestorm, Medicine, the Crushed Souls of Our Enemies. And I put the CD in, and then right away it just tells me, slaps me in the face. It goes, no, your favorite song is Now We Belong. That's what I loved about the record was, okay, here, fuck, I thought I already had my mind made up that, okay, I have these songs that I've enjoyed for a year. Now I'm getting the new shit. And usually that's how it is with lots of stuff. Oh, I'm used to this. This new stuff I'll listen to, but I'm always going to go back to this. I mean, I got to go to HR tomorrow because I'm walking around the office going, pet the kitty, pet the kitty kitty. So thank you for that.
Maybe say the part of the lyric slave to the kitty, just in your own mind. Don't say that outside, or the part where it says, I'm gonna make you purr.
Well,
We're gonna do a remix of that song with gonna get my buddy Ralph from Steel Panther to do a help us out on that one. That'll be our remix, redone version. It'll be awesome.
And what we're joking about is a great song on the record you got to get and listen to. So, all right, let's talk about this. How many, this is book number one. How many now? Listen, are there going to be like a 1 through 4, 1 through 9, or are they going to be, based off each character?
Well, one thing, so what you've got there is the first issue of the story arc that we are calling Skiden's Descent. And so Skiden is the leader of the band, and what's was on the cover there. And it's his story arc. It's from his youth, as an outcast sent away, feeling abandoned, feeling, rejected, abused, and all the things, that sometimes we've all gone through some periods of in our life. Well, that was his reality for a very long time. And eventually, it descended as it can do into just anger and resentment, and then chaos and revenge, and really just focused on that. So he kind of went to the dark side, let's call it. And so that, and then eventually he comes out. I'm going to give away the end of the story, but that's what that story arc is all about. It's all about, and also included in that is how he and the other band members first originally met. Will happen in that story arc. So it's 9 issues, and then there's one standalone issue that's called Getting the Band Back Together, which is in a very different era for them, but it establishes and helps us understand just who the characters are, a little feel a little bit about them, and it's an adventure that they go on in that one. It's just a stand alone 1 issue story.
Each and what's great about these is you get the graphic novel, excellent artwork in each, but each one, you look here on the back, custom label, and each one comes with a 45
Look
with the
at
custom label, which this one is
that.
Heavy
Battle.
Crown and the Battle Will Be Won.
Yeah, man.
And I
Right.
now tell me if this I w we were when we did the unboxing last week, I was a few graphic novels in, and I was like flipping, I think, through this one, book 3, and I'm flipping through it, and I'm like, there's a lot of purple in this book, Dave. This is a very purple heavy book. And then we get back to the vinyl, and I just kind of noticed, like, okay, book
Like we
four.
planned it.
Yep. So I don't, like I said, I don't know how planned it is, but like with this, look, there's a lot of pink and bright colors in book one. There we go. So, and that's what I mean, I think collectors really enjoy is stuff like this. It's not repetitive. Here's book two.
Just for the record, we don't do pink. That's just the color of Orphamian goo, which is a rather special kind of goo from Orphamian, the planet. So, but we don't do pink. Just for the record, I want you to get that straight.
Listen,
Okay.
that's the color of Malachite blood, isn't it?
No, that's a different color.
Different color.
Malachite, yeah, Malachite, but it's actually more of a pure red, even though they're green on the outside. On the inside, they're very blood red.
Well, Nadelman, I just lost $5 to you because
You
that's
did.
exactly
You
what
did.
Nadelman.
You can send me a check.
Speaking of the comics, Josh, it's just so and the people out there will know. On those, Greg is at obviously in San Diego right now, and he's at a Comic-Con, which is a huge comic festival people probably know about, going on down there in San Diego this week. Our partner on the comics is Josh Bernstein, and he has Z2 comics if you want to go to z2.com. But they do a lot of the great rock and roll comics and graphic novels and all that kind of stuff, all the Lemmy stuff and the Bruce Dickinson, and I mean everybody that's into the
Priest, Anthrax. I mean, so many of our heavy heroes, and just seminal bands. Yeah. So it's an honor for us just to be on the same roster, with them. So we were thrilled when Z2 wanted to work with us. And we're like, oh, wait a minute. So if you're displaying on a table, a big table, some of your different artists, we're sitting next to Priest and Iron Maiden. Wow.
So, yeah, we're very happy about that. Yes, but you could. Josh Bernstein's a great guy and a great partner, and his company is awesome. Like I said,
Well,
Z2, guys can check it out, z2.com.
be too.
Or you've probably seen him. I think he does a lot of, he has a lot of video shows that he does and stuff, but we're glad to be partnered with him on the comic side.
So with you speaking of like the comic side, the Z2 and everything, we're coming from like this musical, the music part of it, right? Me and Dave have found Metal Warrior because of the music. How is it being received on the graphic novel side, the art side, with the comic cons and stuff, who people are finding Metal Warrior through that avenue and the music second? Just how's that? I know you guys have done some comic cons and everything. Just how's that world and how accepting has it been of Metal Warrior?
For people that have been exposed to it, they're loving it. We do get the very common question, wait a minute, is this a music project or is this a graphic novel project? And we, the answer is yes. So it's a little tough because people just want to put you in the most familiar box that they can because they've got this mental file folder. I get it totally. So it's like the very typical question when you've got music, it's like, well, who do you sound like? And any musician generally likes to go, well, I don't really love that question because it just feels, a little limiting. So, it's we don't care how anybody discovers it. It can be through the videos on YouTube and going, wow, these videos are just like incredibly visually stunning, and clearly there's a storyline that goes through them in fact, we've got multi-part, so one song video leads into the storyline of the next song, leads into the storyline. You're actually seeing an adventure of mayhem and recovery and all this kind of stuff that the band goes through in the music video. So it's hard to answer the question, to be honest with you. That's kind of why I'm just dancing around and painting a picture here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and another thing on top of that, Josh, Dave, you might not even know too much about this, but a couple of weeks ago we were at the NFT convention, the 8th annual in New York City. They had 20,000 participants, all these special parties, and I mean PayPal, Coinbase, Robinhood, all the big companies that are into crypto and stuff is there because the NFTs are very tied into crypto. And we had an event that was sanctioned by them as well, which was awesome. And we released our own NFTs. So I don't know if cool kids know about it. I'm learning about it and I do know about it now. But so NFTs, we're getting into that world. We're dabbling into to crypto tokens coming out soon.
No, it was launched last night.
Oh my God, last night, see, I new information that I didn't even know.
Yeah,
Jesus.
see, we launched the coin last night. And sorry, KK, because we haven't had a chance to even talk to each other today. Now, it was lockdown secret, and only I and the guy launching it even knew, because he's like, this
Obviously.
word cannot get out because otherwise you have a rug pull and like nefarious stuff happens. So you literally tell nobody exactly when it's happening. And I didn't know. I found out an hour after launch.
Gotcha.
So
So there you go. So I just found out now. So we have, yeah, crypto tokens. So we got to get Brad Gillis to buy some of those. We've got the NFTs. We've got the comics. We got the huge story. We've got the double trifold album cassette. We have friggin' everything.
So the album's out July 25th. Where do people go to buy the record, the CD, the cassette, the graphic novels? Obviously they can go to Amazon, but is you guys going to have all this up on metalwarrior.com?
You can go direct to metalwarrior.com. You can also go to your favorite record store. There's a bunch of record stores that are pre-ordering and will have it in stock. If you're thinking your premier heavy record stores that got a reputation for the heavier music, they likely will have it in stock. You can order it from any record store. So, hey, support your local record store. Absolutely. And wait a couple of days, and they'll get it in for you, which is great. So however you like to get your music, you can get it that way. And of course then the streamers too.
Is the Amazon going to be a different version than what you're selling on the website? Or, I mean,
It's the same one.
okay, it's the
So,
same kind
yeah.
of box. Okay.
Yeah. So I believe all the formats should be there on Amazon and things like that. And then of course the digital services, the iTunes, and everything, it's up over there and Spotify and et cetera.
And on the website, there's stickers, shirts, a whole bunch of other things as well. I have those sitting here.
There you go.
So, I don't know how the
I got a mute on you.
Josh, you got mute. You got muted.
There you go. Come back on.
Can you hear
Is that a mic in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
me?
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, can
Turn
you
that
hear
mic
me?
on.
Can you hear me? All right. That's a first. Usually it's you guys. So I don't know how the Metal Warrior story ends, if they save the five galaxies or not. But let's say they do. And somehow Palpatine comes back. The bad guy is. Will Metal Warrior make a return to save the universe again in the future?
We're already working on the sophomore release. It's going to be a triple
Well, that's what I like to hear,
album.
and the more music, the better. Greg, Carrie, I want to say thank you for joining us. Dave, I'm giving you the last word here. Do you got
Yeah,
something you want to
man,
ask
say
him?
something.
I do want to ask, so who is that female vocalist? Because she's
Yeah.
incredible.
That's
She is
Queen
incredible.
Va, Queen Va.
Isn't she? So I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you. It's my wife, and there's only one reason why my wife is singing in the band, and you can probably guess why. It's because if we weren't together, there's no way she would have said yes.
Fair
She's
enough. a phenomenal singer.
Yeah.
She is amazing. She actually has a background in musical theater, which is perfect for the very storytelling kind of approach. It's she really just understands that. But she's not done heavy music in the past. And it was kind of funny, quick little story here. It's like when we KK, and I were did those first little 60-second things. I asked her if she wanted to sing on it for and see, sort of audition. And she decided to give it a try and said, look, if it doesn't work out, we just got to be okay with that. I know you're a singer, but So anyway, she worked on it a few days and came back. She says, okay, I'm ready. And I put her on the backing track and she started singing. And it was awful. It was horrible. And I'm just like, oh man, okay, sweetheart, sorry, just not gonna work. I appreciate you trying, and it was okay. And then a few days later, she was just randomly singing to herself in the kitchen, and I bolted out of my chair and I walked right over to her, and I'm like, that is what we need on the track. And she's like, well, this is just my normal singing voice. Because when she did the previous version, she was trying to cop, I don't know what she thought like a heavy metal female singer should be like. And I'm like, no, don't worry about it. It's going to sound great. You do you. We'll bring the tracks that KK and I work on and the lyrics and all this kind of stuff, and it's going to work great. And thanks for the compliment, because I think it does work great.
It's Amy. It's like you're listening to Amy Lee or something for, from Evanescence. I mean, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, it's great.
And
I
so
think
it's just that pure thing.
yeah, and what's cool, about it as well is that you guys have talked about, and what we're talking about right now is, you have Greg, the three different voices, one like the Beatles, right, the heavy metal Beatles or something like that. So you have Greg doing his vocals, however your vocal stylings, which is kind of like the scary guy we call it, the low voice, gravelly. And then you have me on there. You're kind of more normal-ish sounding, I guess. And then you have Sarah, which is awesome. So it's cool to have all those three elements, and sometimes all three in
In
one
one
song.
song, yeah.
I think we're more like the heavy metal Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, it could
There you
be.
go. Well, when I saw, when I figured out who was all performing, I see Greg. I'm like, well, he's definitely, I could just tell by looking at him, he's got an angelic voice, and then I got a song and I knew what, I mean, it didn't have the female singer, it didn't have Greg's voice. I sent Carrie a message like, "Who's this singing?" He's like, "Me." And I'm like, I was a little
Okay,
bit,
well,
I was a little bit surprised. Who knew Carrie could sing so well, except for maybe Greg. But yeah, like I said, it's a
K
great.
KK is amazing. At the very beginning, he floated a different singer. I won't say who. KK, you can if you want, but who's a noted, amazing range, just like amazing quality singer. And I'm like, I thought he was great, but KK brought the right voice to Metal Warrior. It's KK's voice. It's just like Sarah. Just your KK, do your thing. It's great. I think it's working really well. And I think the album has proved me right because it is great.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's, Greg, it's one of those weird things. And I could totally dig it, and thank you very much. But like that huge song that what's his name had Carlos Santana with the guy from Matchbox 20 singing. That guy sent him a demo on that, and it was just for him to, to get another singer to do it, whatever. And Carlos is like, "No, this is fucking awesome." A song called Smooth. He's
Smooth.
like, "You sound great on this. You're singing." He goes, "No, this is just a song submission. I'm not singing on it." And Carlos is like, "Yes, you are. This is fucking great." And obviously,
If it works, yeah. And that was the smartest decision ever.
Well, I think
And it
turned out to like revive his career, like huge, So. when I got the CD again, listening to some of these songs for the first time, I think it was Heavy Crown. That's when I was like, I already thought Carrie, like your vocals on Medicine and it were great. But when I heard like Heavy Crown, and hopefully I'm thinking of the right song, I was like, oh shit. Like, sometimes you can cover up shit with loud guitars. And this one you could, wasn't as loud. And I was
Yeah,
like, you could
you're out on your
your
own.
own. And I was like, all right, you know what? He pulled it off.
Wait till you hear the new Night Ranger record. I have five songs on it. I'm singing.
Well, that's
Me
what
and Jack.
we all want to hear.
Oh, that's great.
All right, guys. Now listen,
Okay.
go to
Well,
metalwarrior.com, go to Amazon, go to your local independent record stores. You go in
and
there.
I want to, I would say, sorry to interrupt you. This is Tim Pyles. The mayor of local music here in San Diego.
I like the
Yeah.
shirt,
So,
man. Look at the
DJ
shirt.
forever. And I'm getting on off of this podcast. I'm going on to his podcast. So anybody that's watching and listening to this, now you know where to seg to continue the story. All the questions we didn't cover, we'll cover in a minute. But anyways, yeah, I
Yeah,
just wanted
thank
to say
you.
hey to my brother
Unless
and
you're a Dodgers fan, then get lost.
hey, come on.
But Greg, Carey, thank you for joining us. Metal Warrior, Amazon, metalwarrior.com, all your independent local record stores,
Me too.
that place too. And listen, people always complain there's no good music out there. No, nothing new. Here it is. We're bringing it to you. Enjoy it. Guys, thank you very much for
Thank you,
joining
guys.
us.
All right,
Thank
man.
you.
Guys, we appreciate it.
Good night, it's mood. Feeling bold with night's desire.